Okay, Pete, we'll give you a radar vector on this one. If you'll go over just directly just south Bend Equator, and you can continue on east until you're just about directly opposite the limb, and then a couple more steps ought to take you right to Hail Crater.
Sounds like a pretty good vector. That also says that we're running right into the sun. Does that agree with you?
That's affirmative. You'll be running right into the sun, and directly at your 9 o'clock position, you'll see the limb. A couple more steps, and you'll be right there.
I got the limb in sight. It's at my 10 o'clock. You know what I feel like, Al? You ever see those pictures of giraffes running in slow motion? That's exactly what I feel like.
Hey, would you giraffe give us some comment on your foot penetration as you move across there, what you're doing now, and what you have there back there at Shark Crater?
Oh, it's much firmer here. We don't sink in anywhere here, but now I'm crossing some of my own tracks, and the toes sink in a bit, Pete, as you push off. You land flat, but so your heels don't sink in, but as you push off with your toes, they sink in down about 3 inches. The heels are only sunk in perhaps an eighth of an inch.
I think
as you kick off on your toe, every time he lands, he sends little particles flaring out ahead of him and beside him and everywhere else. They go out maybe 2 feet to 3 feet around him. Okay, we're back at Bend Equator. Now, have we gone too close towards the left? Going on the south side of Bend Equator, Houston.
Okay, now if you'll just go directly to the east of the center of Bend Equator, and then continue directly to straight into the sun. And then at 9 o'clock, you'll see the lamp in a couple more seconds, he'll be there. And I've looked at the heart rate, I think.
Okay. Sample bag 11D.
I didn't take a picture, I just wanted to.
Okay.
Watch it pretty good, you don't step back.
Stand by, Pete. Affirmative. Did you talk to Rockwell with me?
Look, I think this is Halo Crater right here.
All right.
Okay. Let's go get some rocks from it and everything. We're seeing it. Right? We actually got the soil sample from.
Wait a minute.
That's permanent, and from your comments on the three temples, we show that you're there.
Okay, what do you want in it?
We'd like to get a hand and a double cord, too.
Wait. I can't believe we're at the right place. I'm not sure we're at the right place. Let me look at the top of this hill here. This is Surveyor Crater. Let me look at the chart.
There's a nice rock right there.
That's Surveyor.
You look at the map.
That's an odd crater worth looking at where we are.
Okay, Pete, it's your call there. You're the local expert. If you see a better location for that double port tube, go ahead.
Yeah, crater, Houston. I think it's that area right over there.
There.
That's the Halo is this first one right here, the little one, and then all those others are next over according to the chart.
Okay.
So we just go over there and
which one's Halo? This one right here?
Yeah, this one down, it's right, you see where I'm pointing?
No.
That's the that one right over there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's the double cord tube.
Alright.
And you want West Houston a partial tan?
We'd like a full pan at that point.
I guess you can
also give us some sort of an estimate of how hard it is to get the core tube in. That is, the force is needed. How many pounds?
Sure will.
Wait, look at this little needle crater right here. Good place to sample.
Now, we'd like you to go ahead and get the pans taken on the LMP's camera. You can either have Al do the pans or switch cameras. Your choice.
Wait, hold it a second.
Okay.
Okay.
our car to, please.
Yeah, okay, the lower car tube is number
3, I think.
Yeah,
3?
3, and the upper one's 1.
Okay.
I need to pound it. Where are you going to drive it?
Where would you recommend?
I'm going to go over to this crater right here.
Okay.
I'd stop to around those little... Can you help So yeah, hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
Let me go put the camera up in this camera somewhere and put that back. There goes the bracket, but that's okay. Go back to camera. I'm going to have to help me get this camera off.
All right, it's on.
Okay. There's no need to get it off now.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
No, I want to give it to you. If you're going to use it. Well, you got to take the surveyor picture, so why don't I give you the camera?
Okay, that's good enough.
I think you took about 50 pictures or so. So watch it. Make sure it takes a picture each time it turns.
Okay.
And just, why don't you take the camera on our table? Later, I'll hold it. You take this one off.
Okay, you got that camera. Take this one off. Take it off and I'll tighten it back. You know, tip it down a little bit.
And I'll hold that down.
There you go. Take it, push your RC down a bit more.
Try and tip.
A bit more, it's almost off me.
Keep with on.
You gotta push down some more.
I can't.
There you go.
Okay, now.
A little closer? right there.
Al, can we have some sample bag numbers while you're working along there?
Sure could. I thought I did. I call that 13D Houston. If I didn't call it out loud enough, I think it was 13D. Then let me. I'll check the next one in a few. Well, next time we stop, I'll tell you the next one for sure. Then you'll know what it is.
All right. So thank you, Al.
Now look at these rocks. They look a little bit different.
Let's grab some.
Yes, sir. It's got glass at the bottom of that one. Looks like granite, don't they?
They do. They look just like granite. Oh, man. Here's a beauty over here. Here's a beauty.
Marks on it. Maybe that's just hard packed dirt. There's a lot of flashing.